That was the sex. On to the drugs. Kids have long been told, don't eat any candy, you'll ruin your appetite. Now it's more like, you'll throw your life away. Take the popular brand called Chronic Candy. It looks like a green and purple lollipop or a gummy worm, but Chronic Candy tastes like marijuana. Some parents in Georgia are not pleased. From Atlanta, NPR's Kathy Lohr reports.
When you go to the Chronic Candy website, a large green and yellow marijuana leaf appears on the screen, along with a disclaimer and this rap tune by 50 Cent.
So seductive. I take you to the candy shop. I lift you like the lollipop.
Among Chronic Candy's slogans, every lick is like taking a hit. Stars such as Snoop Dogg and Paris Hilton have endorsed the product, and it started to show up everywhere, in convenience stores and gas stations. New York, Chicago, and other cities have banned it or passed resolutions condemning its sale. Georgia is among the states that have taken the lead in trying to get a statewide ban. George Crawford is with the Coalition Against Chronic Candy.
This candy basically tells young people that marijuana is fun and safe. It is a gateway product. It promotes marijuana use among our young people, and that's a problem.
When Crawford's group first saw the lollipops in stores, members asked merchants to stop selling them voluntarily. They picketed places which refused to drop the candy. Now Crawford says those who still sell it are more secretive and harder to find. Some keep it hidden under the counter to avoid attracting attention.
For example, what the merchant would do, he'll reach into a box, he'll pull out a piece of candy, but he'll cover his hand. And he'll slowly reach it to you like this, like it's such a bad thing. And that's how he'll give you the candy. So if you have to go through all of that, what's going on with the candy?
There is no THC in Chronic Candy, the chemical that produces the high in people who smoke marijuana. The president of Chronic Candy, based in Corona, California, did not return phone calls. The website says the candy is adult-oriented, not meant for anyone under 18. A montage of video clips pokes fun at news stories and even late-night talk shows that have mentioned the controversial product.
Critics say the candy promotes marijuana use. New York lawmakers want it taken off the market, but the Southern California-based candy maker says the negative buzz is unwarranted.
I gave you some, and you tried. It's called Chronic Candy.
Yeah, you sent this candy over. It's called Chronic Candy.
Yeah.
And
I had some before I came out here.
The drug connotation associated with the candy is what prompted Rockmart, Georgia, northeast of Atlanta, to ban the candy.
It was representing, I think, to the kids that it was marijuana.
Rockmart Police Chief Larry Harris.
And we were afraid, you know, they'd think the candy was marijuana. Well, maybe we need to really try the marijuana. We want to make sure they don't. So we're going to try to make sure we take everything, see any kind of temptation to them out of their face if we can.
Rockmart's law bans any kind of marijuana-flavored candy and drug paraphernalia. Michigan, Illinois, and New Jersey are other places where a statewide ban has been considered. Georgia Senator Vincent Fort says he'll introduce another bill in January to ban the candy. This year's effort never made it out of committee, but now that more people know about chronic candy, activists here say they believe the legislature is ready to pass a law against it. Kathy Lohr, NPR News, Atlanta.